Well, you say to yourself, well, I guess there's nobody,
nobody home. Or, would that be it?
Yeah, I'm just curious whether you'd say at home or to home or there's nobody home. See, there are different ways of doing it. Suppose that there are two ways, just to take some imagination now, suppose there are two ways of eating cereal using milk. You say, I like it milk, or?
I like it with some water.
Oh, let's use the word milk just for argument's sake, okay? I want to get some combinations of sounds here. Somebody says, well, I like my cereal milk.
With milk.
And the other person says, I like my cereal, not with milk, but
dry, huh?
Or using the word milk, I like it with,
without milk.
Okay. And if the train's going that way and we're going this way, we might say the train is coming
one way.
Or toward me.
And the
train's coming
towards me.
And if you go downtown here and see somebody you didn't expect to see, and you come back home and tell somebody here, guess who I...
Who I seen?
Or guess who I ran...
Ran into.
The parents can't figure out what to name the child that's just been born, so they finally decide to name the child blank his father. Name the child. They want to give the child the same name that his father had, see. So we're going to name the child his father.
As the father.
Name the child as the father.
Is that it?
Or would you name it after the father or for the father? You might say, well, we name...
Maybe after the father.
After
the father, huh?
See, the animal that barks is a...
Dog.
And if you wanted to call, make your dog attack another dog, what would you say to the dog?
Oh, yeah, sick of them.
And if you wanted to call your dog to you, you'd say...
call him by the name.
Name. And the kind of dog, there's a lot of different kinds of dogs. Not much of any kind.
Stray dog.
Or, do you ever call it a cur?
Well, yes, that too.
Mongrel?
I know.
Don't know that one, okay. You say, watch out for that dog, you might get,
You might get bitten.
And sure enough, he was bitten. Okay. You walk across the pasture, you better watch out for an
angry bull.
Did they ever use any word for bull around the ladies that they didn't use elsewhere? Do you remember? I know they don't do it anymore, but they ever used to do that? Call a bull something else in the presence of ladies?
I don't know.
They never called him the cow gentleman or the critter or something like that?
No, not that I know.
Okay. And,
But I know the bull used to go a lot of times to people. They had to be awful careful. Once in a while, the bull killed somebody when they couldn't get away.
If you had one ox and another ox, and they were working for you, you might say, and joined together, you might say, I have
a pair.
Pair of...
Pair of oxen.
And, if you have a pair here and a pair here, you might say, I have two
pairs.